Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a sad little note out of Belarus. You know something? Everybody goes, oh, the Ruskies, the Russians. I agree, I do too. Belarus is equally complicit, and not the people. The people in Belarus have a strongman dictator, Putin servile puppet named Lukashenko, Alexander Lukashenko. He joined with Putin. He ginned up a fake election to combine the two countries, to join them. People are violently opposed to that. They had an election for president. Lukashenko sent police to the polls. Anybody who wasn't an authorized voter got beaten and sent away or arrested. Then he claimed he got 80%. Most polls show that he wouldn't have gotten 25%. He's illegitimate, murderer and thief. Well, you may remember that there was a dissident journalist and his girlfriend who were flying from Athens to Latvia last year. And Belarus jets invaded Latvian airspace and radioed that there was a bomb on board and that they had to go to Minsk, which is in Belarus. And the pilot, you know, now it's easy for me to say this, but if I'd been the pilot, I just would have landed anyway. He was afraid they'd be shot down. He went to Minsk. The secret police came on board and dragged the dissident journalist who'd written stuff that Lukashenko didn't like off the plane. And for the hell of it, they dragged off his girlfriend who was sitting next to him. Now, this is a sad thing. I can see them. They're vacationing in Athens, part of the EU, part of Europe. He goes, honey, I have to go up to Latvia to, like, you know, give a talk or something. Why don't you come along? It'd be kind of neat, you know, and see Latvia. And I think he was Latvian. Maybe she was too. Anyway, she goes, that'd be neat. She never published a thing in her life that was dissident or otherwise. Well, they both got dragged off, thrown in jail, and they just had a fake trial, and she was just given 6 years in prison. 6 years in prison. There's a young girl, young woman, girlfriend of this guy. He's a journalist. 6 years in a stinking little hellhole where she'll be starved and beaten and abused. This is what goes on. This is what goes on from Putin's puppet, Lukashenko. Now, we haven't spent enough time talking about Lukashenko and about Belarus. It is time to impose identical sanctions against all of them. I think we have sanctioned Lukashenko, but I'm talking about the whole Russian mafia that's running Belarus. And I'm talking about boycotting, you know, their major export is potash, a chemical used in fertilizer and other kinds of chemicals. Boycott them. Don't permit them out. Don't permit Belarusian aircraft to land anywhere in the civilized world. And that sanction may already be in place, by the way. But go a lot farther. We are not focusing on them as much as we are on Putin. And the sad thing is, Belarus has a border with Poland, a big border with Poland. Russia does not have a border with Poland. So what you're going to have is, Lukashenko has offered to Putin, you can use Belarus as your staging ground. The Russians launched a lot of their military operations out of Belarus because it borders Ukraine to the north. So far, the Belarusians haven't sent soldiers in. Lukashenko's getting cold feet. He remembers what happened to Nicolae and Elena Ciescu of Romania, Christmas Day 1989, where they're dragged out by a howling mob and executed by firing squad for being little Stalins, little Putins. This is even before Putin came to power, abusing people. Lukashenko knows that the only way he's leaving office is to be dragged like a dog. Sort of a Great Dane. The guy looks like he's 400 pounds. And looks like he'd die of a heart attack any day, but he is a thief, a murderer, sadistic individual, will be dragged out. This girlfriend of the dissident was dragged into court, and they give her a fake lawyer, and he goes, Your Honor, please tell us the charges. And you know what the charges were? She is guilty of inciting social enmity and discord. And for that, she gets 6 years. And he goes, oh, well, okay. This is what's going on. This is absolutely what is going on. The what do you do? What do you do with that? We don't want to see it spread to the United States. Now, obviously, we're nowhere near the form of violence and any of that, but we are seeing a Republican Party morphing into a fascist party. Not the whole Republican Party, by any means. Not Liz Cheney, not Adam Kinzinger, probably Peter Meyer in Michigan, you know, not Mitt Romney and others. But you, but yes, Donald Trump. Yes, Josh Hawley. Yes, Tucker Carlson. Yes, Matt Gaetz, Lorena Bobbitt, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the instigators of the coup on January 6th, all of them, if they ever came to power, would not hesitate to use violence. One recent development, as you know, in New York, Trump was being fined $10,000 a day for contempt, for not turning over documents which he claims no longer exist. Remember, he grabbed a bunch of secret documents out of the White House and he has them in Mar-a-Lago. That's a felony. No one's apparently doing anything about it. Why not? Why isn't the Justice Department doing something about it? They complain about Hillary's emails. They were her emails and there was no breach of anything. And the FBI launches a criminal investigation and sinks her presidential race and doesn't disclose that they were also investigating Trump for collusion with Russia and hacking into the election. But this guy has what, boxes in Mar-a-Lago? We know they're there, of secret documents. And excuse me, Merrick Garland, car 54, where are you, Merrick Garland? Okay. And he apparently ate some. Now, I'm not saying he ate like a 300-page document, but if there were some sensitive notes on a page, somebody walked by and saw him eat it, for God's sake. And then some of them he flushed down a toilet. Now, you're not supposed to flush stuff like that down the toilet. They were clogging. Plumbers had to be called in the White House, for Pete's sake. So he goes to the New York court. He goes, well, they don't exist anymore. I don't know what happened to them. And the court said, $10,000 a day until you produce them or submit a Jackson affidavit. What's a Jackson affidavit? Case 40 years ago, roughly, woman got injured in a public housing project there. Sued the city. They said they lost and had no, her name was Jackson, they had no record of maintenance and they just couldn't turn over documents. The court said, I'll tell you what, you're in contempt. Put in an affidavit that says where you searched, who searched, what documents should have been there, what happened to them. If you don't know what happened to them, who else knows what happened to them? And it was a very detailed affidavit under oath. And if you lie on that, it's perjury. And it's a criminal offense. It's a Jackson affidavit, this call. So when people lie and say the documents don't exist anymore, I must have inadvertently got rid of them. Remember, Voss and Gableman claimed that their documents were all gone, and then suddenly, apparently, they discovered quite a few of them. Lawyers sometimes will say that. The client, I don't know. Voss said, I don't know. Gableman did it. And Gableman said, I don't know. Well, Trump's up to $100,000, 10 days now. And he's going to have to pay that. Court of Appeals said he has to pay that. We do not want Trump back in the presidency. We want him in prison, quite frankly. We cannot possibly have creeping fascist government in this country. Remember Carl Sandburg's line, the fog creeps in on the cat's feet, on little cat's feet. The fog, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Day by day, small advance by small advance, imperceptible, the water gets hotter. We don't want that. We don't want Belarus and we don't want Russia in this country. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.